This is a special Front Page Sunday from WKMS News. I'm Chad Lampe. Good morning. This is a rebroadcast of our first of five weekly candidate forums here on WKMS. On Friday, we welcomed Kentucky's 1st District State Senate candidates. The 1st District includes Callaway, Carlisle, Fulton, Graves, Hickman, Lyon, and Trigg counties. Republican Stan Humphries is currently in his second term as Trigg County Judge Executive. Democrat Carol Hubbard is a former state senator. He also has served Kentucky's 1st District in Congress from 1975 to 1993. During this forum on Friday, we did take questions through email, Twitter, Facebook, and through phone calls. Again, we aren't able to welcome your calls this morning because this is a rebroadcast of Friday's debate. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming in for today's forum.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chad Lampe.
All right, so we're going to begin just with the first question that would be for you, Mr. Humphries. You've no doubt had a successful career thus far as Judge Executive of Trigg County. You've cited decreasing unemployment rates, among other accomplishments. But I think the argument can be made that you can make a larger impact in one county as a Judge Executive than the impact you could have as a state senator for seven counties in the 1st District. If your decision to run is based on making an impact, why state senator and not another term as county judge executive?
Well, that's a good question. It was a tough decision to make, Chad. It was we've had a great run as county judge executive in Trigg. We feel like we've done some things that have helped the people there. And quite honestly, we've had some folks who have said that, you know, we wish you would stay with us for a while, but we understand the timing is what it is. We appreciate your willingness to serve. People of the 1st District, we have done an admirable job, I think, in my community, not me specifically, but our EDC group in trying to reduce unemployment. As a border county, Trigg County, Callaway, many of the counties, and you've heard me probably say this before, as you see the unemployment numbers, which we heard a while ago at the top of the hour, that the job rate supposedly has come down. We appreciate that. I wish that same could be said in all throughout Western Kentucky, that the unemployment rate was at least that level or below. It is not. We are losing every day to people across the state of Kentucky, to the border state of Tennessee particularly, jobs. And I have three small children at home. I see what's happening in Western Kentucky. Census numbers have dictated that we are losing population. And why are we losing those populations? It's because of no jobs. And so I think that I bring something to the table that's going to allow us to have an opportunity in Western Kentucky. I want to share that with the people of the seven counties that I would be representing, and it'd be up for the people to decide November 6th. But I appreciate the opportunity to be in the race and offer what services I can to the people of the 1st District.
Mr. Hubbard, you spent 18 years in Congress, and you've actually held this Senate seat once before going to Congress. And then you've ran for this seat, in particular the 1st District, unsuccessfully two times in the last decade. Why run again?
Thank you, Chad Lampe. First, let me say I appreciate WKMS holding this candidate forum, and it's good to be with you, Todd Hatton, and Tracy Ross. I really am concerned about Western Kentucky. I love Western Kentucky. I was born in Murray. My mother's from Milburn in Carlisle County. My father's from Shady Grove in Crittenden County. We do see the population decrease. It's really sad. My hometown of Mayfield and Graves County, we've lost Ingersoll Rand. We've lost Merritt Clothing Company. We've lost General Tire. There are no industries in Carlisle County. Hickman County has one small industry. Fulton County, Kentucky, has the highest unemployment of any county in the 120-county state of Kentucky. It has been 23%. I'm told it's back down to 18%, but that's still the highest, even more than any eastern Kentucky county, such as McGoffin or Owsley or others that have high unemployment. I want to work with Governor Steve Beshear. He told a group from Western Kentucky just recently who visited his office, talking about being neglected, and we believe that the Golden Triangle is getting all the attention. That would be Louisville, Lexington, and Northern Kentucky. And my friend Governor Beshear reminded that group that for the past many years they've been sending a state representative and a state senator to Frankfort who have been against his wishes, who voted against him, who tried to block his program, who were listening to Senator David Williams rather than the people of Western Kentucky. And I'm running to help bring jobs and new industry to Western Kentucky. I know I can help on that. Steve Beshear from Dawson Springs has promised to help Western Kentucky. He's got three more years to do so in a second term. And I've talked at length with him and with other people in his office and the Office of Economic Development. They're anxious to help Western Kentucky, but they sure would like to have a state senator in the next session who works with the governor instead of trying to follow the lead of David Williams.
Well, Mr. Humphreys, Senator Winters was a standard bearer for education while in office. What area would you gravitate toward while serving as state senator?
Well, first I want to say I appreciate the work that Senator Winters did serving in the General Assembly, and I understand the reason and rationale behind his decision not to run. He has endorsed me as the his replacement, and I certainly hope that I have the wherewithal to stand up to the rigors of being in the General Assembly, and I know he has extremely large shoes to fill as a person and individual. So with that said, his heart was with education. I'm a graduate of Murray State University, a former educator myself, so I understand how education works at the public school system. It's been a great opportunity to see our school children and go through the changes that have taken place with Senate Bill 1 and the work that Senator Winters did instituting that. I really think that, while I have a grasp of that, I do think that my conservative common sense values and approach to doing things and my experience as serving as county judge executive will lend itself to working with the people of the First District more closely and seeing their needs that they have, not only in jobs, as we both have just talked about, but in other decisions and problems that plague our communities. We often find ourselves dealing with unfunded mandates, and instead of the General Assembly making that decision or taking it upon themselves to act accordingly, they simply roll it down to the local level and have the people at the county level, like I serve, try to deal with it. And so ultimately, people find themselves having to pay for those services one way or the other. So I think that we have to rein in out-of-control spending, work with local economies to do that. Working through the tax code, try to have small businesses find their niche and not be thrust out of doing business because of the tax code. Also, agriculture. We farm. We still farm. I understand that agriculture is king in Western Kentucky. And I know the farmers. I know their approach to doing things. I know that we've had a tremendously tough summer with the drought. I know we have river ports in our communities that would be could gain additional opportunities with the right approach to doing things and marketing our commodities in different ways. The Ag BioWorks program that's ongoing at Murray State University. Commissioner Comer has mentioned that Murray State University Ag Department is second to none across the state of Kentucky. And so we have a jewel right here at Murray State that we need to capitalize on more. And I have had conversations with President Dunn about those things and other things as well, but also making smart investments. You probably saw me over at the Eggner's Ferry Bridge when it had collapsed, and making investments in infrastructure throughout Western Kentucky is critical. Not having improvements just placed on the six-year road plan and never fulfilled, but be placed on there and also completed in a timely manner. People demand that.
What committee specifically would you look to be on?
I would love to be on education. Mm-hmm. I think that Veteran Affairs, with having Fort Campbell in our surrounding communities, also transportation would be a most likely fit for me as well. I think that those things would be ones that I would love to serve on. I don't know exactly what the how the outcome would be, but I think those would be beneficial for us.
And Mr. Hubbard, where would you want to land in Frankfort? What committee would you like to be a part of and why?
Well, certainly the most important committee in the legislature is the Appropriations and Revenue Committee. That would be something I would want to do if possible. I would certainly ask those who are in the leadership. Right now it's Republican. The Republicans have 23-15. If I should win, it'll be 22-16. The Republicans will definitely control the next session of the legislature on the Senate side. There's a question about who will prevail in the House with several hot races going on right now. State government, that's a key committee. I was chairman of the state government committee when I was in the state Senate back in from 1968 to 1974. Certainly agriculture would be a good committee, education a good committee, but as a newcomer and one who has served in the Senate before, when I served in the Senate, there's no one left that's there now. Mm-hmm. Someone said, well, Julian Carroll's in the Senate. Well, he was lieutenant governor and governor. I was in the state Senate. Appropriations and Revenue is the best committee to be on. That would be my goal because of what I can bring to West Kentucky in the way of funding from the state.
Well, let's talk about quickly about the state Senate now. It looks as though that the governor is considering the Senate President David Williams for a judgeship in eastern Kentucky, and the Senate president has said that he may consider that. Mr. Hubbard, would you prefer that Senate President David Williams take that judgeship?
I think that would be ideal because Senator Williams, who carried Trigg County, by the way, and awarded my opponent with the nod to run for state Senate because of his carrying Trigg County against Steve Beshear. He has been a real roadblock in the state legislature. Everything that Governor Beshear has tried to do, he's blocked it. It's really a fascinating situation where after Circuit Judge Eddie Lovelace of Albany, Kentucky, has passed away, that the governor will be given three names to consider, and if one of them is David Williams, I predict he'll appoint David Williams to honor him with a circuit judgeship and to get him out of the state Senate.
Mr. Humphreys, would you prefer that Senate President David Williams leave the Senate and take the judgeship?
Well, I think that after someone's had that long of career and has tried to run for governor and unsuccessfully, I think there's not much else he can do in Frankfort, quite honestly. I think Mr. Williams may use this opportunity to, if to be awarded that, to leave Frankfort and on his kind of his own terms, and so that would probably work out perhaps the best. I think there's a lot of people who feel that he is an obstacle and an obstructionist, and in disagreement with what Mr. Hubbard said. There was no conversations that thumb me as the person that to run for state Senate, except Dr. Winters here in Murray State and his support of that.
Again, we're soliciting questions from you, our listeners, at our Facebook page. You can also send us a tweet at WKMS, email msu.wkms@murraystate.edu, or call 1-800-599-4737. Speak with Todd Hatton. He'll pass along your question. We have our first Facebook question of this forum. It's for you, Mr. Humphreys. And he wants to know why your media ads have highlighted only your positions on gay marriage and abortion and say nothing in regarding your economic policies and job creation. And that's what is most important to John D. Franza, who is sending us this Facebook message. Okay. And he'd like to know more about the economic policies and job creation apart from the conservative values based on your position on abortion and gay marriage.
Okay. Well, there's more to come. There'll be additional information along the way. Appreciate the question from John. We are have gone through tremendous turmoil in Trigg County. Our unemployment numbers were 17% as well when Johnson Control left Trigg County. We went through a series of trying to work with West Kentucky Workforce Investment Board to provide opportunities for people to extend their time in preparation for going to the next realm of a career. I was there at Johnson Control when fellow classmates that I'd graduated with were given their pink slips, but we have to extend that and expand that. There has to be some systematic change at the state level and policy change that really gives local governments opportunities to attract industry into Kentucky. We have gone throughout different areas of Western Kentucky looking at the different mega sites, and the analysts, which always come back to some focal issues and points, point out that we're not doing things necessarily to attract new industry out of pocket into Western Kentucky. I think that if we're going to do that, we have to start with state government and look at what are we doing right. Obviously, there's some things that we're doing right, but also there has to be some things that make us a much more inclusive group to commit to. Also, bring in opportunities to Western Kentucky through tax reform and other policy issues.
You're listening to WKMS 91.3 Murray. We're online at WKMS.org, where you can hear this debate. This is, a special rebroadcast of our first District State Senate Candidate Forum that aired originally Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Mr. Hubbard, we have a Facebook question for you. If you'd like to respond to the economic questions, I have that coming up in just a second. So I'll ask you first the Facebook question from Terry Little of Murray, and then I'll follow up with an economic question. Mr. Little asked that if Mr. Hubbard would care to discuss the conviction and incarceration for betraying the public trust while he was congressman, and if you could explain that, what you were convicted of and your experience hereafter.
Yes. That's a fair question, and it will come up again and again. My opposition will have TV ads the last 2 weeks concentrating mostly on that and much more about that. 20 years ago, I made some serious and stupid mistakes for which I'm still paying the price, such as answering this question.
Yeah.
And indeed, I did have much sadness regarding that. Incarceration, yes. But, God forgives, and I've asked God to forgive me. I've asked my family to forgive me. I've asked my friends to forgive me. I've asked the public to forgive me. People, for the most part, believe in redemption, and indeed, that is the way I find most Western Kentuckians, the great majority of them, know that I made some bad mistakes, indeed crimes, 20 years ago, but they are appreciate a person who tries to come back and who tries to do better. I'm practicing law and was admitted to the Kentucky Bar Association a long time ago. I was honored in Frankfort this summer by the Kentucky Bar Association, by Judge, the Supreme Court Justice John Minton, and the President of the Bar Association, Elizabeth Keene, for my work as a lawyer over a long period of time. But anyway, that's a fair question, and I look forward to receiving the support and the endorsement of most Western Kentuckians on November 6th. I believe they believe in redemption and admire somebody who tries to come back after a fall.
Okay, Mr. Hubbard, now on to the economy. What is state government doing well in this economy, and what can state government do better in this economy, and how would that happen?
Well, I'm proud to mention again the name of Governor Steve Beshear. He and I were together in Mayfield and Murray even this week. He supports my campaign. He has more to do with bringing new industry to Western Kentucky, his native area, than anybody else, because any out-of-state corporation from Seattle, Washington to Bangor, Maine, would contact the governor and his economic development team as they look at the state of Kentucky as a possibility. We do need more jobs. We need new industries. Yes, we need help for our farmers and our small businesses. But Governor Beshear definitely is the one who could help bring a new industry to Katy's. 4 years ago, I campaigned in front of Johnson Controls and knew that they were closing, and I sympathized and with those who were leaving their job that day and those who were coming to work on another shift. But they did close. It remains closed. It's probably the biggest building in Trigg County that's empty. But I pledge to the people of Trigg County that I will do everything in my power, along with Governor Beshear, to see to it that we get a new industry for Trigg County to replace Johnson Controls, and actually to have their headquarters right in that same building. We can talk about new industry and so forth and this and that, but this area, it's critical down here about the unemployment rate and the jobs and the need for new industry. And Governor Beshear is eager to help. He promised when he was governor that he was definitely going to help Western Kentucky. Well, he's helped Western Kentucky some. Here's his chance during the last 3 years to really go big time and bring a new industry to our area.
I'll follow up with you, Carol, in just a moment, but what you're in Trigg County, you're the judge executive of Trigg County, and Johnson Controls is still empty.
It's owned by Johnson Control. Uh-huh. I want to correct Carol on this also. It is owned by Johnson Control, and it's full of old molds and dyes. Mm-hmm. They own that. Our EDC has worked relentlessly to try to get them either to gift that to the community or let us have an opportunity to buy that. none of which they want to do. It is a warehousing project for them. There's probably 3 to 5 people working there today. Mm-hmm. They're just simply moving molds and dyes around. It's close to the interstate, so they're not interested in selling it.
But I think folks here agree and folks listening agree that the jobless rate and the economy are things that definitely need improvement, but I haven't heard a specific idea. What is a specific idea that you would have to sprout or prompt the sprouting of jobs here?
Well, there are initiatives out there. Just go back to the Ag Bioworks, as you talk about ag being, I was talking about ag being so large in Western Kentucky. There's initiatives out there that gives grants and opportunities for people to have startups. There are starter programs out there that are being tried at other locations that have had some success in areas. I was at Fulton, Kentucky this week. We had a big festival down there, as you know, the Banana Festival. And we talked about how impoverished some of those locations are and how much struggling they're having. There are issues out there that when you put that and compare that across state lines, what is Tennessee doing? They're offering initiatives. The state is offering incentives. They're allowing tax breaks for small businesses to give startup. They're not over-regulating their personnel and their people and their companies that regulate them out of business. They're giving them opportunities to succeed, not cripple them with regulations, EPA, whether and so on and so forth, that keeps them from growing. This we talk about the healthcare system, businesses that are going to have these number of employees. That's certainly, in my mind, an estimation of a deterrent for people to try to grow and struggle through a bad economy.
Mr. Hubbard, could you explain something specific that you would try to do on the policy side as a state senator to grow jobs in far western Kentucky?
Well, it's the incentives that come from Frankfort that draw industries to Kentucky. State government is in charge of what incentives, like road improvements, tax exemptions, et cetera, to draw an industry to our state. I've discussed that with Governor Beshear. He knows well about our industrial park in North Graves, which is supported by Callaway and McCracken and all the Purchase area. And as the only candidate running for state senator who lives in the Purchase, I might add that we're all working toward a new industry in that industrial park, which is about 1,320 acres of land there in North Graves on the right side of U.S. Highway 45 between Mayfield and Paducah. I attend their board meetings. I've attended the last one at Carlisle County Courthouse just 2 weeks ago.
What would you say is prohibiting something, a business from locating in that industrial park?
Well, that's a good question. It's been 6 years, and there's no industry there now. And that's one reason I want to run for state senator, is to bring new industry to Western Kentucky. There's not been enough attention to working for new industry, and I have met with that board several times, and it's discouraging. To be candid with you, the last time we met, they only had 3 out of 15 present, and I was surprised and disappointed. But as state senator, I guarantee you that I will do everything I can to see to it that the governor's office cooperates with us for industry, and the governor has promised me he would.
Let's move on to some potential proposed legislation that is likely to have an impact on far western Kentucky. We'll start with you, Mr. Humphreys, and this is in the area of agriculture. Agriculture Commissioner James Comer, has been championing an effort to legalize the production of hemp in Kentucky. Where do you stand on that push?
You know, it's another crop anymore. I think it is. My grandfather and great uncle, they used to raise hemp on our farm in the 40s, and so it was one of those things that evolved out of production because of some other issues and situations. I know Mr. Comer and the Department of Agriculture is pushing for that. I would not necessarily oppose that. I do think that right now, when you have corn and ethanol production at $8 a bushel, you got soybeans at $17 a bushel, wheat at $9 a bushel, I think that most people are going to tend to try to concentrate on those commodities which have been historical in nature and now are at an elevated price. But I do think there's some locations that might benefit from that. So giving those people an opportunity to make that, have a market for that, it's not what people might think the marijuana is anymore. So that is truly an industrial crop, and I know there's been a lot of research and traveling done to try to support that, and I would not be opposed to that.
Mr. Hubbard, on the production of hemp in Kentucky?
I admire Jamie Comer, our agriculture commissioner. He was a wonderful state representative. He chose one of my closest friends, Fred Nessler, the former state representative from Graves County, to be one of his top aides. Hemp, both of them say that's what we need in Kentucky to help our farmers. I'm for anything that will help our farmers in Kentucky who've suffered through a terrible drought, who are not making the money they should. We have fewer and fewer farmers. If hemp is one answer, then I'm for going along with what Jamie Comer recommends.
And my last question before we get into our closing statements here this morning. The Kentucky state pension system is one of the weakest in the country because of some massive unfunded mandates, and there's been a significant work going on. You may know that Mike Cherry, who's the 4th District Representative, who's retiring, is the chair of the State and Local Government Committee, and he is also the expert among the legislators on the pension. And I'd like to know, with you, Mr. Hubbard, first, what would you do to shore up the pension system?
That's a good question, and thank you, Chad. The state has to keep its promise to current employees, first of all. But going forward, future employees, just like employees in the private sector, cannot expect to have the same type of retirement system as in the past. When we first started the pension system, the contributions and payouts were just not that high. The first thing the legislature needs to do is to set an example. And I'm talking about eliminating or drastically reducing the retirement for legislators. Serving with the legislature is not really a full-time job, and the compensation should not be the same as full-time employees for the state of Kentucky.
Do you support the selling of bonds to help shore up the pension system?
If that's one method of yes, if that's one method that we need to do, it's a critical situation. The pension system is broke. The governor's got to do something. The legislature's got to do something. And if I'm elected state senator, I'll do whatever is necessary to work towards solving this pension crisis that we're in right now.
Mr. Humphreys, same question. What would you do to shore up the pension system?
Well, we are in a pension crisis. Obviously, it's not solvent the way it is currently established. I would not be supportive of including the changes that would be proposed from with the teacher retirement system. I want to leave that separate. Everything else would be on the table for that because the teachers are solvent. The other aspect of that, I believe we need to evolve and roll into a 401k type system. I don't think that people are going to sit by and let employees, future employees, legislators, whomever, judges, be part of a system that pays them drastically more in retirement than what the people who are paying taxes to keep them in office are getting. So I think ultimately we're going to have to evolve into a 401k type, maybe a hybrid for a while, but ultimately a system that if people move and go on, they take their money with them, and it's treated much like the common marketplace.
Okay, we'll go into our closing statements here. We're running short on time. We flipped a coin earlier, and under my understanding, you've not been very lucky on the coin tosses, Stan.
Well, I haven't been lucky on the coin tosses. Hopefully the election will turn out differently. But
you will go first with
I'll
your closing
first,
statements
right.
Have at it.
Okay. Well, I'll thank you again today for letting us come in and discuss issues, and hopefully we have distinguished ourselves as being supportive of what's going on throughout the Commonwealth, but also different. I've been serving as County Judge Executive for my second term. We've gone through some tremendous troubles and situations that have gave me experience to work with the people of Western Kentucky. Ice storm, unemployment rates 17%, bridges being out, dropped in the bottom of the river. So these things have gave me confidence and assurance that I can handle the pressure, the situations, the issues that plague Western Kentucky. I'm asking for a chance to represent the 1st District. It's 7 counties. It's a huge county. When you talked about the counties a while ago, Chad, it's just saying that gives you the idea how enormous it is. I do live in Trigg County across the river. That I can't help where I live at. So for some people, that may be an issue. I hope it's not. But I want to encourage them and let them know that I will be supportive of them. I've been to these communities all summer, all fall, I've had good support meeting the people there, and I think they have confidence in me that I have a future working with our Senate to do the right things. And I want to say this, and you talked about the whomever is in leadership at the first district, at the president's level at the Senate, whomever. Let me assure you this. If it's not good for the first district or Western Kentucky, I will be against what the caucus says, and I will do what's right for the people of Western Kentucky.
Mr. Hubbard, your closing statement.
Thank you, Chad. Again, I appreciate WKMS and you and Todd and Tracy hosting this event to allow Stan and me to talk to the hopefully the constituents of one of us. I plan to be a full-time legislator. I do practice law right now, but my practice is limited for sure because of this campaign, seven counties. But I will be a state senator who will listen to the views of the people of Western Kentucky. Those who are older will remember that when I was congressman, I sent out questionnaires. I had town meetings. I talked with people individually. I tried to vote the thinking of the people of Western Kentucky. This is a conservative area. I'm a very conservative Democrat. I know many Democrats are liberals, especially the ones in Washington. I have nothing to do with the Washington scene. I'm strictly trying to go to Frankfort. But as state senator, I will work closely with our governor. He is really anxious. I know I've mentioned him several times. Okay, but I've talked with him this week at length, and he is really sad about the fact that there's so much division in the legislature, the Republicans fighting the Democrats and the Democrats fighting the Republicans. Who can get the most gain for the party? What we need to do is work together in Frankfort for the state and for the people of Kentucky. I look forward to seeing as many voters as I can between now and November 6th, and I do ask for the support of the people listening to this radio program, and thank you again for your kindness and being a good host.
You've been listening to a rebroadcast of our First District State Senate Candidate Forum, which aired Friday morning at 11 o'clock between Republican Stan Humphries and Democrat Carol Hubbard. Tune in tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for another forum. We'll be live from Paducah's CRISP Center with a conversation about the Paducah-McCracken County government merger. We'll hear from both sides of that debate. And then on Friday, we'll hear from candidates for Kentucky's 2nd District State House in another on-air forum. I'm Chad Lampe. Thanks again for being with us. Next, you'll hear our monthly conversation with Murray State President Dr. Randy Dunn on Front Page Sunday from WKMS News.